Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We started on a subject a few weeks ago, and I want us to continue on it. We're calling it Love's Sacrifice. Love's Sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? Well, a simple definition of sacrifice is something that costs you. And this is not so popular preaching as some other. And we have a whole group of church folks that come that I call no sacrifice saints. They're only interested in benefits. They're only interested in, you know, tell me how to get my healing. Tell me how to become prosperous. Tell me how to be protected. Tell me how, yeah. But, you know, and you got a group of folks that to them, suffering is a bad word. And we can't talk about that. We've been delivered from all suffering. And then you got another group, that's all they talk about, suffering, right? That, you know, man, that's being a Christian. Which one's right? Which one's right? Well, the Bible talks about blessings and benefits and being redeemed. And the same Bible talks about suffering and sacrifice. What did Jesus say? He said, if you're going to follow me, it's going to cost you. Did he say it?
Yes.
Oh, but friend, what the Bible tells us that the cost is not even worthy to be compared to the pay. Oh, it's going to cost you. Not just a little. But, oh, not only is it worth the price is not even worthy to be compared with the pay. Hallelujah. You ready to talk some more about this?
Oh, yes.
In Colossians, the first chapter, go there, please. I'm excited about this. I believe we can deal with some things that some people have kind of danced around and avoided and get some really solid answers. Notice Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. And verse 24, Colossians 1, this is a verse that sometimes folks have not understood very well. Let's back up just a little bit. He was talking about Jesus in verse 22, how in the body of his flesh through death, he presented us holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Paul's now talking about himself in verse 24 when he says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. I want you to say those three words out loud, sufferings,
sufferings.
For you. And he said, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. Everybody say, for you. For you. To fulfill the word of God. Now, what does that mean? That he is filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. What does that mean? Listen to some other translations. The Amplified says it like this. I rejoice in the midst of my sufferings on your behalf. You'll find this phrase in the book of Peter, suffering according to the will of God. There is a suffering that is not according to the will of God, contrary to the will of God, and there is a suffering according to the will of God. Now, when people hear the word suffering, so many times their mind runs straight to being sick. But no, there are many kinds of suffering and many ways of suffering. And in the passage that's talking about suffering, one of the passages that talks about suffering according to the will of God, in 1 Peter 2, I think it's remarkable that that same passage ends up by saying, by His stripes you're healed. Yeah. To me, it's just a strong reminder that the Lord is saying, I'm not talking about you being sick.
That's right.
Why? Because by His stripes, He paid for that.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
But there's other ways to suffer besides being sick or being broke. Here's a big one. Not getting your way.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Can you suffer? Not getting your way? Woo! That may be for another time. But Paul talks about his sufferings. And I'll just jump ahead and we'll see this as we go back. But one of the chief things, one of the main things he's talking about when he's talking about him suffering is suffering persecution. He said, yea, they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We've been redeemed from suffering from the curse of the law. All that's mentioned in that. Deuteronomy 28 talks about that. We've been redeemed from suffering those kind of things. We have not been redeemed from suffering persecution. In fact, we've been told very plainly, if you live godly and you follow the Lord fully, you're gonna suffer. You're gonna suffer persecution. I know years ago, I was in the floor of our little home there in Tulsa, and praying in the middle of the night. The Lord awoke me and it was strong on my heart. And I went out in the, left the bedroom and I went into the living room and I'm in the floor flat out in the dark praying. And man, my heart was so stirred and I just saw in my spirit there is light and there is revelation that we need, that we can get. And I was asking the Lord for it. I said, Lord, I want it. Not just for me, but for whoever you could use me to get it to. I want, this was decades ago. And Lord, I want it. I want it. And I cried out for it and I asked Him for it in Jesus' name. And He spoke to my heart. After an hour or so of this, He spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to give it to you. He said, but it's going to cost you. See, He talks to you the way you understand. What does that mean? Well, some people are going to be happy about it. And other people are going to write you ugly letters. Right? Some folks are going to be blessed and other people are going to cuss you and call you everything but a nice fellow. Right? But you know, they did that to Moses. They did that to Jesus. Come on, they did that to Paul. So you're in good company. Just make sure you're not suffering because of your own mistakes. Because there's no reward for that. And there's no glory in it. Peter talks about that. If you read 1 Peter and 2 Peter, you'll find the theme, especially in 1 Peter, you'll find the theme is suffering and glory. And you'll find he mentions two kinds of suffering. Don't take my word for it. Read it carefully. You know, 1 Peter is how many chapters? Five? Won't take you, little short chapters. Won't take you long to read. Read it looking for these two words. Looking for the word suffering and looking for the word glory. And you'll find that's the theme of it. And it'll just come alive to you if you look for that. And you'll see that he mentions two causes for suffering that we've already mentioned. He mentions suffering for your own faults and how that there's no glory for that. And there's no reward in that. But then there's a suffering according to the will of God. And there is glory in that. And there's grace for that. And there's reward for that. And I'm excited because I can give you a key right now as to how to discern it and distinguish it. It's really, really quite easy. In Colossians here, look at it again. Let me read to you the God's Word translation. I didn't read Amplified, did I? Let's read Amplified first. I rejoice in the midst of my sufferings on your behalf. In my own person, I'm making up whatever is still lacking and remains to be completed on our part of Christ's afflictions. I mean, if that wasn't in the Bible, we'd hardly believe that. What does it mean? For the sake of His body. This is key. Let me read this to you in God's Word translation. I'm happy to suffer for you now. In my body, I'm completing whatever remains of Christ's sufferings. I'm doing this on behalf of His body, the church. What does that mean? Completing. Jesus' sufferings can be put in two categories. What He suffered for us and what He suffered as our example. What He suffered in our stead as our substitute, nobody can add to. Ever. The price has been paid. Right? But He suffered also some things as our example. In fact, didn't He tell us, if you do what I say and you follow me, if they didn't accept me, they won't accept you. And if they did this to me, they'll do this to you. Right? Those are the sufferings that He's talking about. What He suffered in our stead, we should never try to suffer, and we don't have to suffer.
Thank you, Lord.
We've been redeemed from that. But what He suffered as our example, we should follow Him and be willing. Right? Willing to suffer, pay the price, right? Whatever it takes to get that done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.